You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
An insider's look at the National Football League.
That's a W. How many of you want to eat a W tonight?
Time for NFL lunch.
Cooked you a turducken. There it is.
He's probably a Popeye's biscuit away from being a tight end.
Sponsored by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse with Vinny and Haney on Sports Radio. 105.7 The Fan.
Time to feed you some football. More football. NFL lunch. Before we get to the Ravens and what Kyle Hamilton, Mark Andrews, and John Harbaugh had to say yesterday at one winning drive. News coming out of Pittsburgh's, I would say disturbing, but mystifying, because yes. T.J. Watt is in the hospital for a lung injury that was suffered
during treatment.
Yeah.
That's what Adam Schefter texted out. So he was getting treatment, and something affected his lung somehow, and he's been in the hospital since.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a doctor.
No, me either.
I like to play doctor, you know what I'm saying? At Blue Chew. But remember Tyrod Taylor, infamously, the needle
when
he was with the Chargers, put him in a hospital. I mean, you defer to the professionals. If it's a treatment, is your rib contusion? I mean, what the hell? Where you're at practice, you're feeling fine, and then all of a sudden you're making an emergency trip to the hospital for something that happened within the confines of your medical facility.
Yeah, I wouldn't even know what to say, Bob, on that one. Because that was, when I read it, you know, I thought maybe like, you know, he got hurt at practice and you know, a rib or something, where you get a collapsed lung from cracking a rib. But no, it happened while he was getting treatment.
Travis Jones just tuning into the pro. Well, we wish him the best health-wise.
Yes.
For sure, T.J. Watt. But Travis Jones, three-year deal, $40 million, $40.5 million, $25 guaranteed.
Nice.
From the Baltimore Ravens today. So Travis Jones signs a contract extension. Nolan, get in here real quick, though, because you're smarter than I am. We thought he was going to be an unrestricted free agent after the season, but come to find out, very Bateman-like a couple years back, that was not the case all along.
Right. The NFL Players Association filed a grievance on his behalf. It's similar to the Bateman situation in terms of him not getting an accrued season as a rookie. All that I'm reading here from Jeff Zarebeck is it's called an issue with the CBA. Don't know anything beyond that. But the Players Association filed a grievance on his behalf. It was supposed to have a hearing today, but he, his agent, came to the table with the Ravens, said, you know what, we're not going to risk potentially having to settle for $6 million, which would have been the second round tender if he was restricted, and we'll just take the big money, even if it is less than what he would have got on the open market.
But really, for a kid like that, Bob, who's a, you know, a fourth round pick, you know, getting $25 million guaranteed, that's life changing. That's life altering money right there.
The so, six mil's life altering for a lot of people.
But I mean,
myself included.
Bob, bird in the hand. I got 3 years, $13 million. I can have that or wait and see if I become a free agent. Give me the three.
Yeah, Travis Jones this year, 34 tackles, 1.5 sacks, and, you know, at times has been a dominant player on a defensive line that's been depleted by injuries. I mean, Nnamdi Madubuike hasn't played since week two. Broderick Washington, he's been out for weeks. So Travis Jones has been, at times, a one-man gang here. I mean, Jenkins has helped out, but we were talking about it Monday. I mean, Brett Urban's getting playing time. Not that against him personally. It's not personal, Sonny. It's just business. But Brett Urban, who was unemployed until the end of training camp, is getting significant snaps in mid-December here.
Yeah. And the thing is, you know, where would Travis Jones be if he had some help? I mean, you got nobody that can get to the quarterback on the outside. You had Madubuike, who was always getting doubled on the inside. Now Jenkins is not going to get doubled in the pass, so you're the guy that's getting doubled. So, yeah, he's having a hell of a year because 98 shows up all the time.
It's 5880-1057 The Fan. It's NFL Lunch here on this Total Request Thursday. We'll talk to Nolan McGraw as the hour progresses, but let's get back to John Harbaugh yesterday, and the question was, can the offense get hot again with the same personnel that's been part of this cold stretch here?
Just keep chasing it. Keep chasing it every day in practice and meetings and try to find it during the game on Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I would say is, you know, we'll keep chasing. How do we fix it? How do we fix it? You know, the offensive line's been an issue. How do we fix it? What do we do to change it? Because that seems like the root of the problem is up front. I mean, that's all of it. How do we fix that? What can we do to fix it? Because we've been, for the whole season thus far, it's been the same. It's been other than a series here, a series there, it's pretty much been the same. So how do we fix that? And then the other thing is in man coverage, we got to fix that. We've got to create more separation in man coverage. Those are two things that... what do we keep chasing? We're going to just keep running the same routes against the scout team? That's not going to do anything. You know, how do we fix the issues that, or maybe it's we can't fix these this year. We can only fix it with the change in personnel after the season.
Ravens have not scored 30 points or more since October 28th. Or 26, excuse me, against the Bears.
Last year was a weekly occurrence. You'd be disappointed if they didn't have 30 because they were leading the league by about 4 points.
And their first three games of this season, just for, you know, like bleeps and giggles here, they scored over 30 points every game.
Yeah.
But lost two of them because the defense was giving up over 30 points.
And now the offense has, gotten exposed. And, it's just... And Cordell said it, Bob, right now, they're not a good football team right now.
Nope. I mean, they are maybe what they are, a average to below average team.
And if that's the case, Bob, they're not going to make the playoffs because they're not winning four in a row.
Well, Mark Andrews, who got a contract extension and then got pretty much no targets for most of the game against the Steelers, he met with the media, and the question to him was, Mark, is this a do-or-die game Sunday against Cincinnati?
It's that time of year, you know, with everything in front of us, being able to dial in and focus on this game is what it's all about. I know the energy and everything in this locker room and this organization is all geared towards that, and so I'm excited to go out and do that and, you know, start being the team that we are.
That would be nice. That would be nice because, Bob, let's just, like, call it as it is. The offense is going to have to pick it up because they're playing against four good quarterbacks in these last four games. So the offense has got to score points because the defense is going to have some problems because of pass rush, you know, predominantly. So if they don't score 24 or more points in these four games, they're going to have a hard time winning these games.
And then finally here on NFL Lunch, Kyle Hamilton, Ravens are up against it. Kyle, do the Ravens need to win out to get into the postseason?
I mean, I would say, yeah, if you asked me this in training camp. not that this is expected or anything at this point in the season, but, you know, you play the cards you're dealt. Really, we've dealt ourselves these cards. So, you know, we're obviously not in the position we would like to have been in, but we still have opportunity to go win the AFC North and get into the playoffs. So we still control our destiny, and that's not going to change. Where our mindset is win and we're in from here on out. So that's something we can control and something we got to go do.
They don't control their own destiny, though. That's not correct. Pittsburgh controls their own destiny in regards
to
Pittsburgh
wins out. Yeah,
they win the division.
Yeah, because they'll sweep the Ravens. Yeah.
Sorry, not to sound ignorant here, but with the head-to-head matchup in Week 18,
they would.
They both technically
control their own destiny. Well, the Ravens would have a better...
That's what I'm saying. If both the Steelers...
Common opponent's record, I think, Bob.
If the Ravens
went out.
Yeah, in the division right now, Pittsburgh's 3-1, Ravens are 2-2. Conference record, Pittsburgh 6-3, Ravens are 4-5.
So is that higher than common opponent? In the UI, I can look it up.
I think common opponent is.
The tiebreakers.
All right, well, can I just say that Ravens aren't winning out? Can I just say that?
If they won out, they'd have beaten four. They'd have done something that they hadn't done this year so far.
Yeah. They had been under 500 until 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. Steelers, by the way, they host Miami. Winnable game. They're at Detroit. Probably an L.
Yeah.
Then they're at Cleveland. Winnable game. Rivalry game.
Yeah, tough game.
And then they host the Ravens.
Common games is above conference. It's head-to-head, division, common, conference.
So the Ravens have common games if they win out.
Those common sons of... When we come back, we're going to talk about that schedule for Week 15 of the NFL. Starts tonight, by the way, with Atlanta taking on Tampa. Tampa gets Mike Evans and McMillan back to add to a receiving core that Ibuka, the kid from Ohio State, dropped that touchdown pass last week. They got Bucky Irving back, which helps the running game. But Tampa's on the struggle bus, and Kirk Cousins, holy mackerel.
He looks like he's 50.
And I saw on social media, and you believe everything you read there, what was a funny joke, kind of, that only the Atlanta Falcons could sign Kirk Cousins to $1 billion, draft a guy in the first round, and still have quarterback problems. And there they are at Tampa tonight. We'll get into the schedule. Then Mike Harmon, talk real and fantasy football with him. Orioles side, Pete Alonso, pending physical. Still a lot of work to be done, but... I don't know why people are complaining, man. It's December 11th. We got the Ravens to...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whine about. Atlanta, Tampa, 5.5 points for the Buccaneers. They're 7-6. They've been scuffling. They just lost at home to the Saints last week. Atlanta's just a bad football team. And maybe Raheem Morris could be out as the head coach there.
Probably a good chance of that.
Ravens taking on the Bengals. Ravens 2.5 point favorites in that one. 1 o'clock Sunday afternoon. What did you say the weather was in Cincy?
The high Sunday is 15.
The high?
The high is 15. The low is 2.
Ouch. What? Yeah. Have fun with all that. Browns and Bears. Chicago 7.5 point favorites coming off that tough loss to Green Bay. And Cleveland lost at home to Tennessee as their defense, for some reason, just got shredded by Tony Pollard. And last week, Chicago couldn't run the ball at all.
No.
Against Green Bay. So we'll see if Manungai and Swift can get it together. Chargers at Kansas City. Help me out here, fellas and ladies listening. Kansas City's 5.5 point favorites. Didn't the Chargers just beat Philly?
Yes.
Kansas City just lost at home to Houston, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I know Herbert's got the broken non-throwing wrist, his left wrist. 5.5, that's a pretty hefty line. And I understand that the Chargers' O-line makes the Ravens look like the 85 Bears. But come on, man. 5.5? Everybody questioning the Ravens getting favorite status weekly in the lines?
There's two teams that get it.
I mean, it's Kansas City. I mean, really? I mean, we all in on Mahomes like that? But anyway, Bills and Patriots, this is a monumental game. If New England wins, correct me if I'm wrong, they win the East.
If New England wins, they'd be...
That's correct.
Yeah, because they...
4-0 in a division.
And they'd be 2-0 against Buffalo.
Yeah.
But Buffalo, it's like the old Zeppelin song. I can't quit you, babe. They're 1.5 point favorites on the road. Washington's at the Giants. G-men, 2.5 point favorites there. Marcus Mariota would be the quarterback for Washington. Zach Ertz out for the year. And who knows, at his advanced age, maybe that could have been a career-ending knee injury there. Raiders at the Eagles. Philly, fly, Eagles, fly. Not really, but they're 11.5 point favorites over the Las Vegas Raiders.
I think it's probably going to be the quarterback.
Yeah, because Stone's banged up. But I was reading again, ESPN, Dan Graziano and others, that Pete Carroll could be one and done.
Really?
With Vegas. Man, when you're whacking assistant coaches in season.
They've whacked three.
Yeah. I mean, you're already like passing the buck. Problem with them is they can't pass the ball. So Pete Carroll is in his 70s.
He's going to be 75.
Yeah, it might be time to.
Bob, right now, if the draft were today, the Raiders have number one pick.
Jets at Jacksonville. Jacksonville, 13.5 point favorites over the gangrene.
I think people were, you know, like had a little excitement about the Jets, and then Miami went up. Miami was going up there, and oh, they're going to play in a cold ball, and Miami kicked the you know what out of them. I think Jets are done. And you know what? Aaron Glenn, he probably won't be one and done, but you know, if they've shut him out already, tuned him out, that's going to be a long year next year, too.
And maybe Breece Hall's out of there after this season, too.
Who? Yeah, because he's a free agent.
Yeah, and he
that's the best thing they got going.
Yeah, he's going to be a guy that a lot of teams that could look for a run. Washington, for instance.
Kansas City.
Could be. Oh, no doubt. Cardinals at Houston. The Texans, 9.5-point favorites. Green Bay's at Denver. Hey, man, it's some good games coming up on Sunday. Yeah. Green Bay at Denver. How about the Broncos? They've won how many in a row? 10?
Yeah.
They're getting 2.5 at home. Against the Packers, they're going to be playing the Ravens in a couple of weeks in a freezing Saturday night. How about this one? Detroit at L.A., the Rams, that is. Rams, 6-point favorites over the Lions. Brian Branch out for the year.
Yeah, and what do the Rams do well? Throw the ball.
Oh, boy. Davante Adams didn't practice today, by the way. Carolina's at New Orleans. Carolina chasing Tampa for the NFC South. Panthers, 2.5-point favorites over all shucks in the Saints. Tennessee's at the 49ers. San Francisco, strong. Strong like bull, 12.5 points. Colts at Seattle. Seahawks, 13.5. Hey, look. I saw Phillip Rivers meet with the media yesterday.
Yeah.
And he was wearing a tight shirt. He looked like me. He had the man boobs.
Looked like Ovi.
He had the man boobs and the beer belly. Hey, I was impressed with his arm strength. But if he could somehow manage to eke out 2 wins.
Oh, my gosh.
Hey, he just adds to the legend that is Phillip Rivers. And Phillip Rivers' son is one of the top quarterback up-and-comers in the high school ranks. But either way, yeah, I see puffy pants. But we'll get to our picks tomorrow. Minnesota at Dallas on Sunday night. Both teams up against it. Minnesota more so than the Cowboys. But loser of this game, Minnesota, I think, will officially be done. And Dallas won't be far behind. Cowboys, they're laying 5.5. And then Miami's at Pittsburgh. We'll see what's up with T.J. Watt. As we talked about earlier, he's in a hospital with a lung issue happening during treatment. Out in Pittsburgh, Miami at the Steelers. Dolphins won 4 in a row. They have the same record as the Ravens and Chiefs. Miami at 6-7. Pittsburgh 3.5.
Bob, if the Chiefs, let's just say that the Dolphins win that and the Ravens win, then they're tied. The two teams are tied. Pittsburgh and Baltimore are tied with 3 to go. Correct. That would be, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that would make it. Oh, then the Ravens got a tough schedule the rest of the way. That'll be tough. But to be totally honest, Pittsburgh stinks too.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
That was the best game they played all year.
Yeah.
Offensively, anyway.
Cincinnati too.
And there are other games where the Steelers have put up points because they forced a ton of turnovers against Indianapolis and against New England. Yeah, they did first game of the year. They came out guns a-blazing. But that was many, many months ago. That's your Week 15 schedule. Tonight, we got Atlanta at Tampa. All right, Nolan, time to do our picks. You can hear the game on 105.7 The Fan. 8:15 kickoff. You're looking to watch it. It's on Prime Video. What we got going on?
All right, standings update here. Everyone was correct on Monday night. All three of us had the Chargers in that one. Updated standings here. Vinny's still in front, 2-game lead on me, 22-game lead on Bob.
I'm Jim Palmer, 22 out.
Yeah, you're
way.
I got to start saving these like final standings year to year, and maybe I could even dig it up here because it is a Google Doc. I could go back in time, but how does this compare to last year and the previous year? I mean, how deep in the hole were you? Because 22 feels like a record. Quite frankly, it feels like it should be impossible, but here we are.
I think this year, I won it 3 years ago.
I was not on the show when you won it.
No, I won when you were here, won the playoffs, but I won the regular season. Since then, I've been the Rockies.
Yeah.
You're rebuilding.
Yeah. I mean, I was, you know, if I was Brandon Hyde, I would have fired myself in mid-October. That's how bad things have been. But, you know, it is what it is. Now you got to think outside the box a little bit.
The real problem, because we are picking straight up and not against the spread.
Right.
If you had a negative record, that would be really concerning. If you're picking straight up, if you somehow had a negative record. We're not there yet. 178 and 131.
Trust me, when I gamble, we have a negative record with the spread, too. But anyway, Atlanta's at Tampa. Buccaneers by 5.5. What do you got, Vinny?
I'm taking Tampa. I think Tampa at home. Who knows? You know, with Atlanta, you don't know what team shows up. And with London out, Bob, they're kind of limited in the passing game. And with Kirk Cousins, yeah, I just think they got Evans back too, Tampa. I like Tampa tonight.
Yeah, the Buccaneers have been a little disappointing to me here as of late. I know the injury bug really bit them, but compared to how hot they started, it is disappointing. But maybe that's becoming the MO of Baker Mayfield. Start hot. Get your name in that early MVP conversation, and then things kind of fizzle out. I still believe in them way more than I believe in the Falcons. They need this win bad. Carolina's right there, same exact record, and I believe they have at least one more head-to-head before the season's up. So, got to keep pace. Bucks will get this one.
Yeah, I'm not going to overthink this. Let's go with Tampa. And you mentioned Baker Mayfield a month and a half, 2 months ago. He was one of the MVP guys.
No doubt.
Mentioned in the early portion of the season. Welcome back. Our most valuable player when it comes to real and fantasy football, Mike Harmon, Fox Sports Radio. His Bears very much alive. Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Inside Access coming up at 2. And then as we've talked about for the last 10 minutes, Thursday Night Football, Atlanta.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tampa. It's good. Lamar Jackson back at practice for the Ravens as they get ready. And say it's do or die because even if they lose, they're not eliminated. But it puts their playoff chances in the like below 20 percentile.
Yeah, when you're playing Denver or New England at home and then go to Green Bay on a Saturday night, yeah.
And then go to Pittsburgh after that. I mean, the New England game coming up on Sunday night after Cincinnati's the last home game.
Yeah.
And one of the big mysteries of this 2025 campaign for the Ravens, well, one of them is they're below 500. Yeah, they've had injuries and weaknesses that we addressed before the year even started. Offensive line, where's the pass rush coming from, became realities. Maybe not to this level, right? I mean,
yeah.
What, offensive line, it wasn't necessarily or they're going to suck. Where's the depth?
Correct. That was the issue. Where's the depth if somebody got hurt?
But to have guys like Rosengarten and Falele just drop off dramatically. Linderbaum hasn't played like a pro bowler.
Yeah.
Voorhees has been kind of a disaster. Yeah. Stanley was an all-pro bowler last year. And he, you know, yes, Nolan, yes, please.
No, I was going to let you finish. We're just waiting on Mike Harmon here. I was just going to chime in with the O-line thought. It seems to me, just watching this year, I mean, we know how bad they are, but I honestly, on a week-to-week basis, I can't recall many instances of them getting flagged. False starts, holding, anything. I mean, it might be to their benefit to actually start holding a little bit more. I mean, it's almost baffling that they're that bad performance-wise, but they're actually pretty clean in terms of penalties. I could be wrong about that, but it feels like when they get a drive that stalls out, it's not because of a penalty. But
yeah, well, they're one of the best teams in the league, Nolan. Offensively, they're 26th. They've cut way down on penalties. Now, LaFleur from Green Bay, he's complaining that Parsons gets held every play, and they know that the refs aren't going to call it every play, so they just hold him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he's complaining about.
Well, hey, I mean, Ravens, you're thinking it's all hands on deck at this point. Yeah. Nobody's here to be a savior from a personnel standpoint. We still want to see something from Corey Bullock, but obviously there's something going on there that we just don't know about. But look, start holding. Filele, start. I mean, like, again, they're going to get you.
You got to get his hands on somebody before you get hold.
Let me say this. I think I showed you the clip.
Mm-hmm.
The touchdown pass that likely caught, you know, Filele held. He tackled the guy.
There you go.
And it didn't call it.
But to your point, I mean, they've been bad without being penalized. Where last year, first and 15.
Oh, they led the league in.
False starts and all this nonsense was killing drives. This year, they're just not performing well.
Backbreaking at times. I mean, how many times last year, as good as the offense was, Lamar would rip off a typical Lamar run, scramble, and pull off magic, and then you see that yellow indicator pop up on the TV, and you know it's coming.
Last game, we had two holding penalties back-to-back. You know, the
special teams, yeah.
And then Voorhees held the next play.
I guess I spoke too soon, because that was crucial, Voorhees. Yeah. I mean, that killed him on the final drive.
Yeah.
But any shred of chance they had.
But to your point, I don't recall, you know, like some of those other wins.
But the O-line has been bad.
Yes.
And a regression across the board. And, I mean, Emory Jones Jr., they drafted knowing he was banged up, and you probably won't see him in full effect until 2026. And then back to the pass rush. I mean, Mike Green, I think we all agreed, 8 sacks.
Yeah.
Because he was natural. And he had a whiff on Rodgers last week, which would have been a sack. But Owe gave him nothing. They trade him to the Chargers. Ajabo, let's just say, he's been a bust.
Big time.
Second round draft pick. Yep. Another one of these so-called steals. Barrack DaCosta, Van Noy's been hurt. Seems a little bit older than he was the previous two seasons.
Got 2 sacks,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, where the pass rush. All right, offensive line, guys have sucked, but the pass rush, even worse than we anticipated. 2 years ago, the Ravens led the NFL in sacks and were among the best in the NFL in win rate. Last year, they were second in sacks. Okay, the win rate wasn't all that great, but sacks still, they counted. This year, they're bad across the board in that area.
Because, Bob, when you really look, because what we also talked about was, you know, we figured Hamilton would have like 4 sacks, Humphrey would have a couple, you know, the inside backers would have a sack or two. You know, Simpson's got 1.5, I think, something like that, and he only plays in dime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, the sack numbers, you know, and then the positive person will say, quarterback hits. They've got quarterback hits.
Screw those quarterback hits.
I mean, what's really disappointing to me, I mean, it's the whole group, obviously, but then even Draymond Jones, who...
He's gone silent.
Again, even if he was producing well and stayed hot like he was right before the trade deadline, would that really solve all their problems? Not really. But 1.5 since arriving here. I mean, he's still got 4 weeks, but he had to hit 2 to get the draft pick compensation flip, right? To go from a 5th to a 4th or... whatever it was for Tennessee. So they're standing there screaming, come on, man, get going.
Well, plus the other thing with him, Nolan, is good quarterbacks get rid of the ball. Bad quarterbacks hang on to the ball, and that's when he got him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, things got so desperate. We were talking about Carl Lawson like he was Peter Boulware.
Yeah.
And it's
now an ex-Raven.
Always situational. Like, you knew going in against the Steelers that Rodgers was going to do what Vinny just said. You're going to get it out quick. I mean, he's actually hasn't been sacked that much this year. But when you do have a chance to get him, and there were the two,
oh, yeah.
Right? And I still, you mentioned the Mike Green one where he rolled over his back like it was a ninja movie or something. I mean, I've never seen anything like that.
And I think he completed a first down, didn't he?
Wasn't
it a first down completion?
I've seen that maybe from Big Ben. He would throw someone off his shoulders, but that was his calling card.
Yeah.
That's not Aaron Rodgers.
So two weaknesses that we addressed going into the year for the Ravens have turned out to be even worse than we anticipated.
Sounds like starting pitching, Bob.
Yeah, it's like the Orioles.
And the cupboard's bare for next year. You got Mike Green, you got Tavius Robinson, but he's not really a sack guy.
No.
Other than that, Van Noy, free agent, he's gone.
No idea what Matabike's status is.
Retired.
And it doesn't look promising. Yeah, boy. Nope. And the O-line, Linderbaum, who knows?
Yeah, he's the only, like I said, I told you off air after we saw Travis show, Linderbaum's the only one that hadn't gotten signed.
So the Baltimore Ravens, disappointing year. We're coming up on the final, 3 weeks of 2025? And the highlight of the sports year of the three major teams that we cover here, Orioles, Terps, Ravens, the highlight is going to the Sweet 16 for the men. Derek Queen's buzzer beater against Colorado State. That turning up be a highlight.
If we only knew.
Maybe the highlight. And that was way back before the NFL draft. The Orioles were in spring training. Anywho, we'll come back. Here's the highlight. Funhouse with Nolan McGraw. Then Inside Access takes over, followed by Thursday Night Football, Atlanta and Tampa. And the Orioles and everything else going on. Lamar Jackson back in practice. Matter of fact, according to Jonah Schaefer, Baltimore Banner, all 53 players on the active roster.
That's good.
On the field today, getting ready for the Bengals-Ravens, 2.5-point favorites in a must-win game. And look, Cincinnati's chances of getting the playoffs are still, you know, mathematically alive. They're done.
Yeah.
But I don't think they'd have a problem putting a fork in the Ravens either.
No, not at all. I think they would probably enjoy that. You know, that's the only thing they got to play for is being a spoiler.
Now, tomorrow, we will, real quick, Nolan, Featured Artist Friday. We've been asking for votes. People have been voting, I guess. I don't know.
Well,
hey, do we get anything from the new TV setup?
What do you mean?
Like people voting. Isn't it interactive?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're in the YouTube chat, if you want to throw a suggestion in there, that's cool, too. I'm always observing.
What are you going to get at your camera, by the way?
I was told like 2 weeks ago, man.
So when we're talking to you, I'm staring at the camera right now. I'm not allowed to do the middle finger, right? I got to keep this family friendly, because I'd be more inclined to do that. Like,
it says more. I don't know if there's a rule on it, but it says more about
you. Probably frowned upon. But when I'm looking at you, all they're seeing is me staring in this direction.
Yeah,
right?
I'm the man behind the curtain.
Night.
The Phantom.
Wizard of Oz.
Exactly.
Over there.
Anyway.
Yeah, what the hell
Featured
are we talking
artist
about?
Tomorrow is actually connected to tomorrow, because we're doing the giveaway. Guns N' Roses. Featured artist tomorrow. We'll have a pair of tickets to give away to them coming to Hershey Park Stadium next year. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah, plan accordingly. August of 2026. Get yourself ready for that action up in Hershey Park, which is always fun.
They could disband and get back together by then.
Which they've probably done like 15 times, as a matter of fact. But, Nolan, we're going to be down at the convention center tomorrow. We're not going to be in studio, so you can't see these beautiful faces on your Featured Artist Friday. But tell everyone some of the guests we're going to be talking to on a Featured Artist Friday from downtown Baltimore.
Yeah, well, they don't send us to the Super Bowl Radio Row, but they'll send us to Army-Navy Radio Row.
Right.
That's because it costs nothing.
Hey, we're happy to be there. And
hey,
the guests,
Army-Navy, let's do it, man.
Hey, I'm excited to go on Saturday. But
the great guests, rivalries in sport.
Guests are plentiful. Mike Mayock, former Raiders executive, NFL executive in general, he'll join us. Rick Neuheisel, now an analyst, former coach. He'll
former
join us.
Ravens quarterback coach and OC in
there
the Billick era.
And Robert Griffin III, RG3 himself, also scheduled to join us. So loaded show tomorrow.
Yeah, and the Heisman announcement's coming out on Saturday. We'll get our Heisman winner himself.
I want Pavia to win.
His Vanderbilt guy?
Yep.
I think it's up for grabs.
Yeah. Who would you like, Nolan?
I'm with Bob. Just give it to Mendoza.
Fernando.
I mean, look, you take down Ohio State. What was it? The spread was like 4.5, but even still, I don't know. Ohio State was considered a juggernaut. Like, that they were just going to roll through.
But there's no, like, guy who's the overwhelming
But like,
favorite.
Pavia, you could make a good case for. Vandy, come on, going 11-2 or 10-2.
Probably should have been in the playoffs, which is another subject to get into. Maybe we'll talk to Mike Mayock about that. We got time for a fun house for Inside Access.
Quick Draws Fun House. Sponsored by the Smile Design Center. Changing the way you feel about dentistry one smile at a time. For information or to schedule an appointment for care, visit them today at smiledesigndoctor.com. 105.7 The Fan.
Start with Eric in Bel Air, who says, Zach Orr's defense is going to get roasted in Cincinnati. Three things to count on. Death, taxes, Zach Orr getting abused by good, experienced quarterbacks. Rodgers, case in point, this past week, they made no adjustments against Detroit earlier in the year, and they ran the ball down Orr's throat. He isn't qualified for the job. Harbs and Orr need to go. The team will never reach its full potential with them on the sideline.
Well, speaking of Sunday, I don't see how they're going to have a ton of success consistently running the ball on them. I just don't see that. Now, if they don't blitz them and twist and stunt and doing all that stuff and get in Burrow's face, shame on them.
Another one here on Lamar, Texter says, him not practicing, if healthy, that's a concern to me. I don't think it's the biggest difference between winning and losing, but since he isn't playing well recently, the rhythm isn't there in the offense, that's something they could work on in practice.
Well, not really, because they go against scout team, you know, and going against scout team, receivers, they're going to be open. So, you know, and the pressure... You know, to get a real-life pitcher and the real-life speed, you got to play in the game. And, you know, in practice, the O-line probably looks great.
That's where they grade out well?
But some of those times when Harb says, yeah, George said they graded out good. I'm like, Jesus Christ, what game did I just
watch? We're going with the five best.
Let's see. One last one here, Orioles-related. Texter says, the only thing standing in the Orioles' way right now, their historically obnoxious physical process. Please don't let this stand in the way of Alonso.
Yeah, go back to Aaron Seeley 25 years ago, and then last year with the Hoffman. We'll see. Everything seems to be cool with old Pete Alonso. So you got a Beavers, you got a Polar Bear, you got a Moo Man. I mean, let's get some big cats in there. Do all sorts of things. Get people ready for the baseball season. We're still a couple of months away from spring training. So pump the brakes on the criticism of not signing a pitcher just yet until it gets to a reality. Like, if Charlie Morton's part of the rotation next year, we're all going to be running hot.
So what's harder, the Orioles' physical or the Ravens' strength and conditioning test?
Ooh.
Both notorious.
Yeah. Well, neither one's worked.
It's going to do it for us. Inside Access coming up here in a matter of minutes, followed by Thursday Night Football, Atlanta taking on Tampa. We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to be live from the Convention Center, talking all things sports, getting you ready for the weekend that will be Army-Navy Saturday from M&T, and then the Ravens-Cincinnati. The Terps hosting Michigan in college hoops as well. For Nolan McGraw, Vinny Serrato, I'm Bob Haney. Stay safe, stay healthy. Talk to you in the morning. For now, last dismissed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.